Hello, hi there guys, Rohit Mahal on this side, and in today's podcast we are going to learn how we can generate more leads for your business. And we'll be talking about five ways you can generate more leads for your business. So the first way is the Facebook ads. So all of us know that we can generate a lot of leads, we can drive a lot of leads. It's one of the best way to drive leads for your business. But you gotta pay for it. It's a pay to play game. It's not a free game. You can target n number of ways to your target audience. You can target them by age, location, interests, demographic, psychographic, their family setup, the devices they are using. There are n number of ways you can target your target audience, and it is the best way to generate leads for your business in such a low price right now that you can't even imagine. I mean, if you are doing it in the right way, if you are doing Facebook ads in the right way, it's one of the cheapest way to generate leads right now. So another is personalized email marketing. So what you can do in it is you can use a lot of email softwares to generate leads via email. You can send them emails, you can send them value by emails, you can send them new offers by email. You can segregate the email data by how many people are very much engaged with your emails and the people who are not very engaged with your emails. If anyone has visited your website and you want to send email to them, you can do that too. If you want to send emails to someone who has birthday coming up maybe, or you who has an anniversary coming up, or you have to have the data regarding all these metrics for generating leads via email. So you can send them nice emails that yes, you have this business coming up or this offer coming up, and you can sign up for this offer by going to this link or calling you guys up, or in any way you want. You can also give loyalty bonuses, or you can give them free coupons to your old customers if you have their email addresses, or you can ask your customers to give you email address and get some coupons. So let's suppose if you don't have email address of your customers, so you can just text them or call them up, you can post a poster in your establishment and say that you can sign up for your email list and get 15% coupon, 10% coupon, whatever offer you want to give to them. All right, so next is discounts and coupons. So I have covered this in email marketing also, but for this discounts and coupon works for ads also. It works for social media also. It works for Google My Business, or it works offline also. So you can advertise your business via discounts and coupons. You can distribute the coupons via flyers nearby your home. You can maybe partner up with someone and give coupons for two businesses in one flyer, or in one advertisement, or in one social media post, or maybe you can give discounts and coupons to customers of other businesses. So let's suppose you have a business which is a gym business, and maybe you want to target people who are going to bakery and buy stuff. So I'm just making this up. Maybe you can partner up with some other business also. So let's suppose you want to partner up with some bakery and you want to distribute coupon to via this bakery. So what you will do is you will give the coupons to the bakery, and bakery can give the coupon further for anyone who is doing shopping for, let's suppose, 500 bucks or 200 bucks or 10 bucks, 20 bucks, 30 bucks. So whomsoever is shopping on that bakery, they can distribute the coupons for you. Otherwise, you can text it also. Text the coupon to your customers. Call them up and give the coupons to them. You can put a billboard in your establishment also. Another one is the high value content. So it is more or less like writing a blog. So you have to write a blog, no matter what business you are in. You have to write blog. You have to create ebooks. You have to create content. You have to create posts. You have to create graphics. You have to create videos. You have to create some study or maybe some shoots or say maybe some photo shoots or maybe something. You have to create as much content as you want. Without content, you cannot be found. If you want to drive business organically, you have to create content. There is no excuse to it. Another one is referral partnerships. As I told you, you can give discount coupons to a bakery if you are into a gym business. Similarly, if you are, you can do referral partnership with other businesses also. So, if you are in a real estate, you are already doing a referral partnership with the mortgage people, and if you are a lawyer, you can work with some other businesses, and or if you are into suppose kids business, you can partner up with some school around you or some play school around you. So apart from it, there is the one more way with which you can generate leads, which is Google Ads also. So Google Ads works wonder with a targeted audience. You have to have a system in place. You have to have a system at your back end to close those leads, but because they are very, very, very hot leads. So anyone's coming to you via Google Ads, even if it is from paper call ads, search ads, lead ads, whatever it is, so they are interested. That's why they are searching for it. So once you are running Google Ads, make sure you have something at the back end to basically manage those leads. Those leads should not be going into waste. That's it for now. Thank you. Thanks a lot. If you have any question, if you have any doubt, let me know. Bye bye. Take care.